Well, our next performer is a wonderful poet. I really enjoy what he writes, and I have from the first time I heard him. His name is Bill Thibodeau, and he'll be one of the featured artists on April 12th at the Nourish Open Mic. Please welcome Bill Thibodeau.
Howdy. This first one's called Chain. It's a poem that I at the end of a long winter sort of isolationist poem that I tend to write too many of. I wrote it last night and today, so I'm kind of bleary-eyed, so I don't even, I've never read it out loud to myself, so I'm going to throw it at you. It's called Chain. My windows face a blackened brick wall. City lights and sounds don't make it back here at all. A lonesome jail or a canyon of stone with a chain and a ball and bars of bone. Through the silence comes a wounded dream, the ringing of a phantom call that touches me where I thought was dead. Four walls of smoke, she tests my will. For the past is never past at all when someone already knows my name. I know that somehow I am to blame for this vision that dances in my candle flame. The world would not enter and I would not leave, but for her lifeline that's pinned to my sleeve. Like a child who is new to the widening world, the teacher is she and I but the fool. Yes, I now know the burning stove, the eagle that preys on the whitest dove, the tease of a sweet but brief desert rain, the trials and joys of the heart and the brain. Wrapped in the ephemeral silk of that sacred chain, who is she to offer this chance? This vision who flickers while I'm on my knees, I only know what I see in the dance. Then she says that she now hears the wind, the dawn must not find her body here. My eyes would be scorched, my tongue burst in flame, yet I am to wait for her call without fear. And so once again I am lost, a dead letter stalled in the mail, sent from a time before the grail that holds me in a spectral thrall. And as the night wears on before I die, I sing to sleep the candle flame. I pray to my senses for myself to keep. Love within time is all I seek. That's that one there. I have one more. That was the first time I read that out loud, so I'm sorry. The second one is, I wrote it last month in recognition of what happened in Arizona last couple of months ago, the shootings. And it's kind of a satire, and don't, you know, just that we seem to produce a lot of people like that. I wrote it based on the TV show Old Yeller. It was the rabid dog that had been shot by the... There's a lot of Old Yeller out there. This frontier town's gone bent and mean. Old Yeller is bitten through his leash. He's out on Main Street foaming in the sun. He knows what he did and proud what he done. But when the sheriff aims his trusty lead and sees that blonde-haired, blue-eyed head, he squints his eyes to the midday sun, then goes back home to clean his gun. And so Old Yeller roams the streets and snaps at old folks that he meets. The press comes by and takes the names of those he mauls and those he maims. It's a pleasant thing to have pleasant thoughts when kids show mothers what they bought. It's bright and shiny, and it packs a punch. I'm heading out, Ma, won't be home for lunch. Going down to show and tell at school, got this here teacher plays the fool. Maybe I'll be late for supper too, going down to the mall, then to the zoo. He prays best who loves both great and small, but you pray different, you don't count at all. If I do this, I won't live in vain. Don't rush to judge me, lest you know my pain. I may not seem so brave and tall, but I'll soon throw a shadow on your wall. This world's sure moving fast these days. A week from now, it's on the back page. They've got more important things to do than sitting around wondering who shot who. With ideals dead and reason out of reach, the mayor rushes home to write a proper speech. Thank you.
Again, he'll be featuring April 12th at Nourish Open Mic. Thank you, one more hand.